Music I've got in me, I don't know where it's coming from. I think it's from my grandparents, because my mother and my grandfathers, they have music in them. And it's a message that is coming to me that I have to let it out to the people. Anyway, before I start, I'll say I'm glad to be here, because I've been in Africa, I hear you play my music, and I'm back in America, and I hear you play my music. The thing is, it's cultural music, but what I want to do is I want to blend it and make it, you know, a little bit outstanding, and develop the music a little bit. But the music that is coming to me, or what I've experienced, is the music from my grandparents, which was something like Agbaja and all that. You know, we used to play back home when people die, funeral and all that. And what I'm trying to do is develop that type of music and blend it with jazz and, you know, put it in an international market and make it outstanding for all listeners around the world. But to me, I'm not really playing music for money. It's a message that is coming to me. That's all I've got to say. The name of my band is Itadi, and Itadi was a name that my band and I, we all sit down and decided on, and because the name means something to all of us, and especially in the area that I'm coming from. And the meaning of Itadi is cowries, that is money. You know, that's what our grandparents, you know, spent before. So we think about bringing that money back, that cowries back. So we decided to have the name Itadi. I love that name, so I took the name myself. Everybody called me Sam. I changed my name to Itadi, so I'm no more Sam. And the places we've been playing around in West Africa, I started from Togo. Places like Atapame, Badu, Lome, And from Lomé, I played in Le Rêve Music, Pussycat nightclub, and I left there to Abidjan. In Abidjan, I played in some few clubs. The club called Loy. Loy means the eye. It's a popular nightclub in Abidjan. We played there, and from there, I formed a band in Abidjan called the Jiki. And the Jiki was formed by Africans, which is African international music. And we all traveled around the West Coast. We started from Abidjan, Ghana, Lomé, Dahomey, and we ended up in Nigeria. And from Nigeria, I came back to Togo, back to my family, and started playing back in the nightclub again. And from there, I left to Paris. And that's where I released my first album, Itadi. But still, I'm still working on other stuff that is coming up now.
Thank you.
I feel the need of creation through experiences, through things that happens to me, you know? Like if I had a fight with somebody or people trying to hurt me or people thinking negative about me. And the changes I've been going through my life, you know, really give me inspiration for creating. And like the best time that I create is mostly write my music is when I meditate, you know, early in the morning by myself. And I like to be by myself alone with nobody else. And that really gives me more chance to create my music, number one. And number two is from there, I started building up the music because number one is just the skeleton of the music and I have to put everything around that skeleton, which I have to take my time and refresh my mind and take something out sometimes and put another thing out there. And from there, in about 3 or 4 weeks, the whole thing comes out as a complete music. And that's how I go about my music, about creating and playing. And from there, I share ideas with my musicians too and let them feel the music and tell me how they feel about it. Sometimes they give me idea and they change things in my music and I do accept that. And is a community thing, we have to work together. Though I write the music and everything, but I still get help from my fellow musicians.
Yeah.
I can say I've been traveling a lot and being here, working with the American artists and experiencing the way I work with the African musician is quite a whole lot of different between the two musicians. So I feel that right now I'm in the spot I've learned from the United States and learned from Africa, and is a whole different thing, especially in mixing and working on computerizing the music, putting it, getting the sound effect right, and being in the studio. I've experienced a whole lot. And that's the main thing I would like to share with my fellow musicians when I go back to Africa, especially trying to get the right sound. That's the main thing we've been having difficulties at home, because people release record, but sometimes you listen to the music and the music is not clear enough. The music is good, but there's something missing in it. And that's what I've been really taking my time to learn here. And I know I'm going to help. And when I get back home, I'm going to help all the musicians and all my fellow friends and try to get this thing to a point that everybody is going to like the music that is coming out from Itadi's production, and to help other production and everything. Thank you.
Just wanna be your friend.